So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here. Hopefully I will have your ear for the next half an hour. Also, I'm trying out a new mic setup here. I've got the gain boosted a little bit, and I have the mic set back a little bit further away from me. So this way here, I can see the monitor a little bit better. So it's not going to probably be quite as overbearing as it typically is, because I usually kind of max the volume out on this, which I know sometimes can go over the top. So I think this is going to work out a whole lot better. We'll find out soon enough. But I want to get into where I left off last week, dealing with the documentation on that lunatic up there in, was it Maryland, that was in the Coast Guard that had the assassination hit list and everything. But before I do, I want to go over something you've probably heard, but in the event that you haven't, about this poster that was put up in the state of West Virginia. It was actually at their state house in West Virginia. And it basically equates representative, it looks like two small L's or a capital I and an L. I don't know, is it Ilhan Omar? Anyway, the Muslim from Minnesota. And it links her to Al-Qaeda terrorists that were behind the attacks on September 11th back in 2001. And it ended up leading to a confrontation between Republican and Democratic lawmakers. And this went down last Friday. And one person was physically injured and another resigned as a result of the incident. So, that's, I don't know, crazy. But what this whole thing was, it showed an image of the poster that set this whole thing off. And it was shared on, it just says social media, it doesn't say where, by Democratic delegate Mike Pushkin. It shows an image of the World Trade Center just after terrorists hit the second tower with an aircraft. And it says, "Never forget," you said. And then underneath that, it says, "I am the proof you have forgotten." And it's right next to an image of Omar. Now, obviously, she's a Muslim. But, I mean, this is pretty good stuff, folks, and I'll tell you why. Because people have forgotten. Had she tried to run right after 9/11, she probably would have been run out of town on a rail. Now somehow she's managed to get elected to Congress wearing a hijab on her head in complete violation of the rule of law for the past couple hundred years. And the thing about this poster, why I like this so much, is that people are now starting to do this and fight back. We're tired of the Muslims. We're tired of the illegal immigration. We're tired of all the crime committed by the blacks. We're tired of being dominated by the Jews. We're tired of being dominated by the left. And people are starting to push back. And I think this is only the beginning of what's to come. Because, let me see here. She says, "No wonder why I'm on the hit list of a domestic terrorist and assassinate Ilhan Omar is written on my local gas station." So she tweeted that out. Well, yeah, people are tired of it. You're bound and determined to come into this country and implement Sharia law. That is the end game, folks. For them to take over enough in politics and local areas, cities, local governments, and instill Sharia law and force that upon us. They have no doubt set in their minds that they are on a crusade. And if we don't convert, they will kill us. Well, that might work in other countries where not everybody is armed, but in this country, that's not going to work. It's going to lead to bloodshed. But before it even gets that far, people are going to start taking people like her out. What happened the other week, I told you, was just the beginning. It always starts with the lunatic fringe. Because you have to be crazy or have nothing left to lose to be the one to start that. But once people start doing it, it's going to become more and more commonplace. And when that time does happen, it ain't going to be pretty, folks. It is not going to be pretty in the least bit. The problem is that until then, they are doing everything that they can to wreck our society. Just imagine where we would be had Donald Trump not won. If Hillary Clinton had won, along with all these Muslims that are in there now, there's four of them, I believe, now, we would be in a really, really bad place. And of course, already, the Democrats are trying to go after our guns again, trying to make mandatory background checks for even private purchases. It's not going to pass, but eventually it will. If they keep doing this, they're eventually going to get something like that passed, just like the assault weapons ban was passed. Thank God that ended. Now, if we could just get the USA Patriot Act to go away, we would be all set. But just looking at things, we are teetering on the edge of a precipice here, folks. We can easily go one way or the other. It just depends upon what the fence sitters do. But I think what you're starting to see now with this poster put on display in the State House, with everything else that has started coming about recently, people expressing their views, you're starting to see the pendulum swing back the other way. And now it's coming from all fronts. See, everything for so many years was always push, 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 by the left, to the left. But it was all coming from mainly one direction. But now, as it's going back, you're having all of these, I'm just going to call them fringe groups, just not because I consider them to be lunatic fringe or anything like that, but I'm saying fringe groups because they're on the outside right now. You've got them coming in that are against open borders. A lot of people now are getting very, very angry at the Democrats because they see who they are, what they've been doing, particularly opposing Donald Trump over the funding of the wall. That's really angering a lot of people, even on the left. Then you have the people who are becoming anti-Muslim. And let me tell you something, folks. The anti-Muslim movement, I think, is going to grow like a grass fire, like a range fire with a 30-mile-per-hour wind behind it out in the middle of Kansas somewhere. As more and more of these Muslims reveal who they are and how they really think and what they really want, you're going to see a huge backlash within the next couple of years. People are really going to start targeting them. I fully expect to see their businesses vandalized, their windows smashed. I expect them to be beaten up on the sidewalk as they come home. I expect them to be run over, shot. People want their country back. You've had it for too long. We want it back. Yeah, the liberals are always saying we want to go back to the good old days. You're damn right we want to go back to the good old days. The white old days. The free old days. When we could go to the airport without getting groped and felt up. The good old days when you could walk down the sidewalk and not have to worry about being mugged or shot or stabbed. The good old days when we believed in certain values. And we upheld those values as a society. The good old days when you could leave your front door unlocked and go on vacation for a week and come home and nothing was missing. Yeah, we sure wish we could go back to those good old days. And yes, that is what we want, and that is what our hope is. We didn't want any of that hope and change that Obama had, but we sure hope for some change now. And folks, I think it's finally coming around. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, let me get back to this motion that was filed regarding Chris Hassan and what he had fully intended to do. Now, I had left off last week with the notes that he had written here and had posted, but apparently, several months later, he sent himself a draft letter, which he apparently wrote to a known American neo-Nazi leader. In the letter, the defendant identified himself as a white nationalist for over 30 years and advocated for focused violence in order to establish a white homeland. The defendant sent himself this letter roughly 7 weeks after the Charlottesville neo-Nazi rally. And I'm not going to bore you with what this letter says. It does, however, mention the fact that he had a friend who said whoever he was writing this to, it doesn't name this person. It just says that he's a prominent neo-Nazi leader. And let me find... While I fully support the idea of a white homeland, my friends who still play at being a skinhead at 40 plus years old say that you are an informant. So I have no idea who this is that they're referring to here, but I'm going to gloss over that because here's where it starts to get a little bit juicier. In addition, from January 2017 to January 2019, the defendant conducted online searches and made thousands of visits for pro-Russian, neo-fascist, and neo-Nazi literature. Oh my goodness, the horror of it all. You mean he actually used his ability as a free American to go online and do some research? How horrible. You see, this is exactly why the leftists want to regulate the internet. Because we can still find out an awful lot of stuff, folks. And then there's a listing here, background information regarding Anders Breivik. Now, I don't know really what that has to do with anything here, so I'm going to skip over it. The defendant's firearms, other weapons, and tactics. From early 2017 through the date of his arrest, the defendant routinely... Is that pensed? Oh, perused. God, this font is small. Perused, I need stronger glasses, what it really comes down to. Let me just start that again. From early 2017 through the date of his arrest, the defendant routinely perused portions of the Breivik Manifesto that instruct a prospective assailant to amass appropriate firearms, food, disguises, and survival supplies. Consistent with the Breivik Manifesto, the defendant performed thousands of visits to websites selling firearms and tactical gear. The defendant also researched United States military technical manuals on improvised munitions and tactical handbooks. Yeah, pretty much I think anybody who's ever been to a gun show is guilty of doing that. The defendant also acquired firearms equipment, and ammunition. For example, on October 2... Keep in mind, this is the way they wrote this report, folks. For example, in 2017, the defendant purchased a Springfield 1911 45 ACP pistol from a business in Virginia. More than 16 months later, in February 2019, when law enforcement agents executed a federal search warrant at the defendant's residence, agents found the following bold letters and underlined. 15... firearms, and conservatively over, same way, 1,000 rounds of mixed ammunition. Again, that's nothing. They got a picture of it here. And this looks like something that we would have taken on a camping trip back in the 90s for a weekend of shooting. 5 ammo cans, bunch of boxes of ammo, some magazines, some accessories, pack. But as far as the weapons go, I see 3 AR-15s, a scoped rifle, I see 2 shotguns, what may be another shotgun or a single shot rifle. Another one above that looks the same way, and then some kind of a hunting rifle above that. And 4 semi-auto pistols and 2 revolvers. That's nothing. Good Lord. Like I said, this looks like something that we would have gone camping and taken this, you know, to target shoot and stuff. It's just asinine. And I really can't believe that they emboldened and underlined 15 firearms and 1,000 rounds of ammo. It's just incredibly stupid. The defendant's residence, in which all these firearms were found, was a cramped basement apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland, so that's just outside of D.C. Law enforcement's discovery of the above items, as well as other items of evidentiary value, is unsurprising, given the previously known information shown in records from interstate shipping companies and financial institutions. Always pay in cash, folks. Those records show a pattern of purchases of firearm equipment over the last 2 years. It then goes on to give a very detailed list of everything that they seized that they could possibly associate with firearms, whether they were guns or ammo or accessories or kits or any stupid thing like that. It's 2 pages long. So I'm getting ready to take a break here. I'm not going to bore you with all those individual things, but it starts at A and goes through U. So there, like I said, there's 2 pages of stuff. And it's absolutely asinine. It really is. But coming up in time here for a break, so give me a couple minutes. I will be back. I will finish up with this. Coming up next, I've got that list, but there's something else in there. I don't remember what it was. I got to go back and read it, but it was kind of interesting. Then I'll get to the list of who actually was targeted, and it's pretty interesting because a lot of people on that list, if I were compiling one, they would have been on my list as well. Probably yours if you're making one or if you ever decided to possibly make one. Back in a jiffy.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan in your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, so now we're getting to the good part. This is... Oops, where to go? George, help me. Thank you. Targeting potential victims. As described below, consistent with the directions of the Breivik Manifesto, the defendant began the process of targeting specific victims, including current and former elected officials. On January 3rd of 2019, the defendant performed a search within the Breivik Manifesto for Category A. Page 930 of Breivik's Manifesto classifies traitors as Category A, B, or C. I'm not going to go through the explanations of those. What I am looking for here is, okay, targets should be influential media personalities, multicultural or multiculturalist politicians, journalists, editors, cultural Marxist professors, Marxist writers and artists, NGO leaders, global investors. Obviously, focus on individuals who do not have armed bodyguards. Now, where am I? Okay. He did a bunch of searches here for things like most liberal senators. Where do most senators live in D.C.? Do senators have a Secret Service protection? And are Supreme Court justices protected? Now, keep in mind here, folks, everything you do online is traceable. And I was not even aware that was looking at this here. Just skip down. The defendant spent the next approximately 5 minutes reviewing Scarborough. This is reviewing Joe Scarborough's Wikipedia page and personal website before performing a Google search for "Where is Morning Joe filmed?" After further searches, the defendant found Scarborough's prior home and then proceeded to scroll in and out on the location for approximately 35 seconds. By going back through his computer records, they could tell that he had zoomed in and out on this image, folks. That's why it is so important to always clear your history. Years ago, I had a program that was called Window Washer, and it was awesome. It's obsolete now, but you could put bleach in the wash up to 10. If you did it to 3, which is overwriting everything 3 times, that was what the Department of Defense considered an electronic shred. The CIA set theirs at 7, and I had mine set on 10. There was no way in hell they were ever going to find anything. This is what people need to remember. Always delete your history. On January 17th, 2019, consistent with the types of people who Breivik identifies as traitors and targets for an attack, the defendant compiled a list of prominent Democratic congressional leaders, activists, political organizations, and MSNBC and CNN media personalities as shown below. So here is the list, folks. See how closely it mirrors one that you might have made. Those individuals included Joey, in all caps, who was most likely Joe Scarborough, Chris Hayes, also from MSNBC, Senator Blumenthal. I'm sure that's Richard Blumenthal. Pelosi, obviously that's Nancy Pelosi. Senator Kaine, obviously that's Tim Kaine. Ari Melber, who presumably is Ari Melber from MSNBC. Schumer, most likely Chuck Schumer. Don Lemon, who is probably Don Lemon from CNN. Gillibrand, most likely U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Polka Warren. Oh, man, so that's Elizabeth Warren. Cortez, obviously Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Booker, most likely Senator Cory Booker. Harris, who presumably is Kamala Harris, who I will refer to as Camel Harris. Beto O'Rourke, who presumably is former U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke from Texas. Maxine Waters needs no explanation. Sheila Jackson, U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson, who's a Democrat from Texas. Ilhan Omar, well, that's the one that I thought was Ilhan or whatever it was, Leon, or I don't know. We know who she is. Chris Cuomo, that's obviously from CNN. DSA, which may refer to the political organization Democrat Socialists of America. Van Jones, presumably Van Jones from CNN, and Podesta, who is obviously Leon Podesta. The defendant developed this list in the above spreadsheet while reviewing the MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News websites, as well as other websites from his work computer. Well, that was just stupid, wasn't it? The same day, on January 17th of 2019, the defendant performed the following Google searches at the following approximate times. We don't need the times, but what if Trump illegally impeached? Best place in D.C. to see Congress people? Where in D.C. do Congress live? Civil War if Trump impeached? Social Democrats, USA. So that's where I'm going to pretty much cut it off here, because there's not too much, and it's just boring. Oh, what's this? We have another... Oh, a photograph of all of his pills. Apparently, he was on steroids, and here again, boldened and underlined, over 30 bottles labeled as HGH, which, of course, is human growth hormone. Most likely Tegasin. But anyway, so there you have it, folks. How did that list go with people that you would target? You know, just, I mean, obviously don't answer this out loud. Just go over this in your mind. Because, again, the people have been pushed to the point where they've had enough. And again, this guy was a Looney Tune. There's absolutely no doubt about it. He was not in his right mind because of all the steroid use. He was not of sound mind and body. However, he was somehow able to pass the background check and obtain those firearms. But he was caught in time. Now, was it a good thing? Was it a bad thing? What if he had actually done this? I'm sure a lot of us would have been rejoicing had he taken a lot of those people out. Was it the right time? I don't know. When is the right time, folks? When do we finally realize that we've been pushed too far? You know, there's an old analogy. It's called a frog in boiling water. If you take a pot of boiling water and throw a frog in it, he'll immediately jump back out. But if you put him in a pot of cool water and turn the heat on, he'll continue swimming around until he boils alive and never jump out. And that's what's been happening to us. We've gotten doses of this over the years. It's gotten more and more and more and more, but always a little bit at a time. At what point do we realize the water is boiling around us and it's time to jump out? Personally, I think that time is now. I think all of a sudden people are looking around and going, "Holy crap, the house is on fire. Let's get the hell out of here." So, speaking of let's get the hell out of here, it is about that time for me to do just that. So, as always, folks, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.